number to be decided. You can just read that in, and then it becomes part of the tape.
Right.
Yeah.
I hereby give to the Buffalo Women's Oral History Project the tape recorded in December 79 and on January 9th, 1980 for such educational and scholarly uses and purposes as Directors E. Kennedy, M. Davis, and A. Michelson shall determine. I further consent to the transcription and publication of any or all of this interview as educational and scholarly work required. I have been assured that only my pseudonym will be employed in any use of these tapes. I understand that at some future date, the tape will be housed in an archive chosen by the directors of the Buffalo Women's Oral History Project and will be available for public access. Governed by the rules of the
archive,
I give consent that these tapes be made available for research purposes 1 year after the date of the last interview.
Okay.
Archive.
That's it. Archive.
Yeah,
it's a hard K or C sound. Okay, good. That takes care of, you know. We decided that just we want to have this on each tape that we have. I didn't get it on your first tape, but we hadn't made the decision yet. But you know that it, the same rules will apply to all the tapes that we do for everybody at any date, and that it's only to be used for research and educational work. One thing I wanted to ask about friendships is, we have known of relationships in which a young woman would be coming out in the community and an older woman would act as her mentor, her teacher, her, you know, sort of take care of her. Now, sometimes that happens with two women who are the same role, you know, an older butch would take care of a younger butch and show her what's going on. Do you know of that kind of situation, or do you know of a situation where they were opposite roles?
No.
You know of ones where they were the same role?
I know of none.
Oh, you know of none at
no.
all? But have you heard of that kind of thing?
Well, someone has related their experience to me, which is that an older butch would teach a younger femme, you know, what it means to be gay, the sexual part.
Oh, I see, but they had a sexual relationship that
yeah.
was part of bringing her
right,
out. Uh-huh.
Right.
How would you view, or how would you have viewed over the years, a relationship? Well, the way I came out essentially was I made friends with a woman who was a butch when I was like 16, 17 years old. And we've always had a friendship relationship. We never slept together. I guess we mentioned it once or twice, but usually in a joking manner. But she brought me out socially. I mean, she showed me where to go and who to talk to and who were the good people to hang with and who were the people to stay away from and, you know.
No, I don't.
What would people's opinion of that kind of relationship be? Does that sound suspicious to you? Like that couldn't happen?
No. I think it's a good thing. I think if I could help someone that way, I would be very glad to. You know, if I were to meet someone that wanted to be gay and didn't know how to go about going to bars and how to be approached and all that, I would be very glad to tell her what I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I found it was real helpful for me.
Oh, definitely.
But some people have questioned, you know, gee, you've been friends all these years. You mean you never slept together? I mean, after all, she's a butch and you're a femme. And, you
that
know,
is a problem in this life, though, really, because they just don't feel two people could be close and love each other without being in love or going to bed. I mean, I found that out, you know, many times over.
Mm-hmm.
That there are things like, you know, a close friendship and a admiration for each other, and without it being, you know, sexual or physical.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's perfectly acceptable?
I think it, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the groups of friends that you've been with, and one of the places that we stopped was about your entry into your first gay bar, and that was real interesting. One of the things that you said was that everybody was very friendly. Was that the Carousel that you went to? Your first gay bar?
I think so.
Uh-huh. You said everybody...
That was on Washington Street. I don't remember if that
Washington, was Ellicott, something like
something
that.
Something like that, somewhere around there. And that's quite a while ago, so I really don't remember.
Right. And you said everybody was very friendly. What does that mean?
Well, they smiled and they said hi, even though they didn't know us. And, and they went about their own business, but they did manage to smile and say hi. That's about it.
Right. Did you make any friends at those trips to that bar? Friends that you saw?
Not that particular bar, no. But after that, I had made a lot of friends by just going to the bar.
Yeah.
And seeing the same people maybe two or three times and starting to talk. And you feel like you know each other forever, you know.
Yeah. We got into the second group that you were a part of, and you said that although the core group was fairly small, sometimes there were parties of about 50 or 60 people. That was when you got involved with the woman that you met at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you were together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. How did that breakup occur?
The breakup?
Yeah. Didn't you say you'd met someone else then?
No, not at that time. This one I was telling you about, I met the bowling alley.
Right.
There was twice, I mean, and there was a period of like 20 years in between.
Uh-huh.
Well, the first time I started bowling with her, the reason why I broke up was I think I met someone else. In fact, I had just started to go out among the gay bars and meet gay people, and it was like, I was like a kid in a candy store for the first time.
Yeah.
I really, I dug women, and I really liked to, I was like seeing two or three at the same time.
Oh, I see.
Which, it didn't set too well with her.
So you broke up. And did you start to go with somebody right away after that, or did you continue seeing a few different people?
I continued seeing a few different people.
For how long?
I'd say about 6-8 months, because then one of them came to the prison.
Uh-huh. What was the reaction of your friends that you hung out with, that you were seeing more than one person at a time?
Well, some, they joked about it. They wanted to know, what the attraction was, and why I did, And I said, well, it's just, I don't want to get serious with anybody. I couldn't afford it to start with. I had a family, husband, and it was fairly new to me. But it didn't last too long. But I maintained friendship with a couple of them. And then one of them, I got real serious about. She lived with me for a while.
Over time, have you known other women who have formed multiple relationships, carried on more than one relationship at a time with people knowing about it? Somebody who didn't want to settle down.
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh. How does the community feel about that?
Well, first of all, I just couldn't answer for myself. I think it's the person I like, not what they do or how they, their lifestyle is. I mean, if she felt like going with one person and going on the next night with another, all the more power to her. I mean, if I liked her, I didn't question her lifestyle, the way she lived and what she did. And I've known a few like that. But eventually they settle down for a while.
Is there a lot of pressure to settle down and form a kind of a marriage?
I would say so. There is pressure because of the secrecy of it, you know, especially in my case, you know, even though I'm in my own place, I still have a family. And I wouldn't want any of my family to knock on the door at 9 o'clock in the morning knowing I have one bedroom and seeing someone there.
And seeing different people each time.
Either that or even the same person, you know.
Ah, I see.
You know, so there are, it's not open. It certainly can't be open. Which and which means that has to be difficult at one time or another.
Do you think that people view butches running around with more than one woman differently from femmes running around with more than one woman?
Yes, I think so.
Well, can you talk about that difference?
Well, I mean, it's nothing I've heard directly, you know, but just little bits and phrases here and there that... I don't know if it's envy or if they really feel that someone shouldn't do that, you know. And I think that as long as you're not serious with one person, I mean, why stay with one person? As long as they accept the fact that you're dating others, you know. But when you do fall in love deeply, I mean, you don't do that. You don't want to.
What about the difference between the way that people see butches and femmes doing it? I mean, if a butch has two or three girlfriends, is that different? Is that valued differently from if a femme has two or three
not
butches?
To me. Not to me. I mean, I really can't speak for everybody. I haven't discussed it with anyone. I've heard people refer to them as, you know, lesbian whore.
Now, is that, they refer to butches that way, or femmes that way, or both?
Both.
Uh-huh.
Both. Which I don't see the connection at all. I don't connect gay people with whores, you know, I mean, that word.
Yeah.
I don't. To me, that has an altogether different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't relate to gay people. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's about all I've heard.
Yeah. When you were without a steady lover for that 6 or 8 months, did your friendship circle change?
Not really.
And when you settled down with your new lover, the one who moved in with you, what happened to the group you were with?
We'd see them occasionally, but, it wasn't as tight as it was before, you know.
Did she bring any of her friends into the relationship with you? She hadn't?
No, because that was her first time.
Oh, I see. So she hadn't already formed a friendship group? Uh-huh. You say that with that real good butch friend you had, you'd bring your girlfriend there for approval. What about your other friends, the women that you'd go out to dinner with or to the bars with, or, you know, how did you move a new lover into that group? You just did it?
It just happened. I don't know. I mean, it is far back, and I really can't remember that clearly, you know.
How long did that relationship last?
8 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Were you living with your husband throughout that whole relationship, too?
Yeah.
And were you continuing to sleep with him at the time, too?
Yes, but not too often, because I like to read at night, and he used to want to sleep, and
that was
to say,
your
would
excuse.
You?
Yeah.
Not that I would do anything, you know, with anybody in the house. Or, you know, it wasn't that way. I mean, I would not be sleeping in bed with her, with him in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I'd do anything.
How did she accept your relationship with him?
No problem. No problem. Of course, it was her first time, and I was the first, and she was very madly in love, and, you know, it just, I had no problems.
So you more or less set the rules?
Oh, definitely.
For their relationship? Uh-huh. What did you, okay, what are the years that we're talking about for that relationship, do you remember?
The late 50s, early 60s. Oh, yeah, 60s.
Okay, late 50s, early 60s. Okay. What did you do for socializing, do you remember? Remember?
Yeah, we'd go to the show, go visit, go to the bar. Very rarely.
What bars were open then?
The Carousel. Yeah, I think it was the Carousel. You know, I get the Crescendo.
Crescendo's later. Lots
yeah,
later.
That, I get that mixed up with Carousel constantly.
Right, yeah.
That was on Elmwood. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Carousel in Dugan's.
Okay, it's late 50s, early 60s. And your whole circle of friends would go to the same bars too.
Mm-hmm.
So you see them. Uh-huh. Did you say that you had been to an Erie picnic? Was it recently?
Three, 4 years.
Yeah, and that was the first one you'd been to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not one of the things you did regularly.
No.
What other kinds of social things, like summer things, did you do?
Well, they used to have what they call 600 Club picnic.
Oh, yeah?
I used to go to.
What's
that? You had a bowl of 600 that belonged to it.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't completely gay.
That was mixed gay and straight, but it was all women?
Yes. One bowling association.
And it was part of the bowling association. Were there a lot of gay women in there?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Were they the same women you might see at the bars you went to?
A couple of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Oh, that's great. How long did that kind of thing, that grouping, go on?
I only went to about two or three.
But that's still 2 or 3 years worth.
At least.
Yeah.
They still have them, I think.
Oh.
But I'm not in that.
That circle anymore.
Uh-huh. No.
And you don't bowl like regularly on the team anymore.
Yeah, I do that.
Oh.
But it's entirely different than the way. I mean, I bowl on a team now that the only gay people are my lover and I, maybe one other.
Oh.
You know.
How is that?
How's what?
How is it bowling with just straight women now when you used to bowl with a lot of gay women?
It's not as nice.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you. I mean, you have to really
watch yourself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you tried to find teams that have more gay women?
Not really. This is the first year I bowled with them.
Oh.
No, I'm found. But usually when you bowl on a team, it's through someone else you know.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Which who are also gay.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the whole team lead is gay.
Right, right.
So, yeah, just a select few.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you were with this woman, did you ever have groups of your friends come to your house?
No.
Because your husband was there. But you would go to their houses?
Yeah, we'd visit once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did most of your friends by this time, like, have their own apartments and things?
Mm-hmm.
And they were not living with husbands. I remember you said the first group you were part of, a lot of women lived with their husbands and children. But by this time, there were fewer and fewer who were living with husbands and children.
Uh-huh. Different people.
Yeah. The crowd had pretty much changed completely by then.
Just like they've changed now.
Oh, sure.
From then to now.
Sure. Okay, now we're going into the early 60s. About what was the year of the breakup of that relationship? Do you remember? You don't remember when you started to go with somebody? Well, 8 years.
I know, it's tough to remember.
I got mine down to the minute.
Really?
Really.
No, I can't pinpoint.
Okay, approximately you broke up when? 1963, 4?
Probably.
Uh-huh. And how did that breakup happen?
Because I met someone else.
Okay. No, I'm supposed to be doing this without evaluating.
I know it.
I can't help but laugh. What do you do when you meet somebody else? You think you like them. How do you go home and say, sorry, pack it in? I'm sure you don't do that.
It's not done that way. It's... It's a lot of hassle and trouble because I have never yet broken off a relationship without trouble, except the very first orphan I had. She felt very hurt, cried, and never any trouble. Everyone after that, a lot of trouble before, you know, they realized it was over. But it was never well. I'm sorry, it's over, and, you know, good luck. And they say, well, good luck to you. No, I've never had, been fortunate.
Describe how this one happened, if you can remember.
Which one?
Like, this particular, the woman that you were with for 8 years, she'd lived with you and your family. First of all, how did you meet the new one?
I threw the old one.
Okay. And this was a woman who had been gay, or,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mean my old lover? She was gay.
The new one that you met.
Okay. No, she wasn't.
Okay.
But I think she wanted to. But, I never start. I just can't. You know, I have never, started a relationship by coming on to someone. On the contrary, if I have any attraction, I withdraw. But I mean, every relationship I've had is because they pursued it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by they pursued it? What did she do?
Well, I mean, I could name 5 or 6 different people. The way they've all done it differently.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it just happened that she was invited to go out with my current lover and my current lover's husband, which did not know about us two, and she was invited to go along.
Your current lover's husband?
Yeah, she was not the one that was living with me. I left the one that was living with me for her.
Oh, okay, all right. This is we're on to the next relationship
right.
Again.
And
okay.
She was invited for that evening, and after we were out for the evening, we went back to my current lover's house, and I had to be driven home because I didn't have my car, and this girl offered to drive me home, which didn't set too well with my current lover, but she couldn't say anything because her husband's there.
Yeah.
So she did. She drove me home. I invited her in. And we just talked. And then a few days later, I got a phone call from her. She would like to meet me and talk to me, which I did. She said she felt an attraction. She didn't know what to do about it. She's never done it before. But she had a feeling there was something going on between the girl that I was going with, and I.
Yeah.
And I didn't know her well enough to admit anything, so I denied it. And we did a lot of talking, and then it just led to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, everything happened like it was supposed to. The girl I was going with had to leave town for 2 weeks, and, you know, and I was able to go out with her.
Okay, so you went out with her, and who made the first move?
Well, she did by calling me.
No, I mean, who made the first move physically?
Well, I think it was a mutual thing. She says, I had never kissed a girl, and I said, well, would you like to try? And she says, yes, I would. So we went to her place, and we kissed, and I says, well, how do you like it? She said, felt good, you know, and then it just went from there.
There is a mythology that I've heard of, anyway, that says, at least I've heard this from butches, that butches never make the first move.
I never did.
Do you think that holds true for other people that you know?
No, I've seen butches come in, two femmes, you know, crazy, and pursue it.
Crazy?
like they've seen... They can't see anything else but that one person and do everything and try everything to make out, you know, with her and meet her, and no matter what they have to do, like get someone else to introduce them and get their phone number through someone else and pursue it that way.
I see. So you don't think that really, if that's just a myth?
No, I've seen it. I know that there's a few that do have that. I don't know the word I want to use, confidence or that much macho to do something like this, you know?
Oh, do you think they're the minority?
Yeah.
You think most of the time the femmes make the first move, though?
I think so. I mean, in my case it has been, so I just probably assume that.
Have you ever talked to other butch friends of yours and about how their relationship started?
No. I mean, if I have, I don't remember. I'm sure I must have. But
your feelings about it are that most of the time the femmes make the move.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
That's what most witches have said to me.
Well, I think so because it's happened to me. I mean, I have never, never made the first move. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why. Yeah.
You don't even know why.
I don't even know why I don't.
Oh.
You know, I don't know why I can't.
Mm-hmm. It would seem reasonable not to make a first move toward a woman who's straight or who's been straight.
True. But I'm speaking of...
Even gay women?
Oh, definitely gay women. I mean, I've been told that maybe subconsciously I feel I'm going to be rejected and I can't take rejection, which I don't know if that's true or not. I don't believe so. Because usually when I really want something, I'll go after it. And I don't mean a person, I mean anything. You know, if I want something bad enough, I will try to get it any way I can. I don't mean...
No,
I mean, like I have to sacrifice for something else to get this one.
Right. You'll work hard
thing.
For it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I have no idea why I wouldn't make the first move.
Mm-hmm. Well, with this particular woman, did you feel like you desperately wanted to be with her?
This one that...
That called you?
That drove me home?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
But she came on so strong that I didn't. I thought it was that someone had put her up to it.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
It took me a long time to be convinced that it wasn't so.
Uh-huh. How long were you with her?
Quite a few years. Quite a few.
You don't remember how many?
I'd rather not state the amount of years.
Okay.
But it was quite a few.
Uh-huh. And when did that relationship break up?
Not too long ago.
Uh-huh. So that's your longest lasting relationship?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which means it's more than 8 years.
Definitely.
God. That's so long.
I know.
That's amazing.